in your own practice, do you just like go on your Dharma path and think, okay, for this session I'm going to contemplate the five aggregates, or how do you use that strategy?
Well, there's all sorts of different ways. My favorite way is using the Anattalakkhana Sutta. A couple of years ago, was recommended to me by Ajahn Yatako to just memorize some of the suttas in English, and so I did that one. And just find, you know, when the mind is quiet or trying to settle down, for me, just going through and reflecting on it phrase by phrase, particularly different. Because it has, you know, it comes at that reflection from several different angles in that sutta itself, and at different times I find it's more useful to contemplate, say, impermanence, and other times it's more useful to contemplate the dukkha aspect of it, and sometimes it's more fruitful just to go directly to reflection on not self. But it's really nice because it's got all of kind of those different approaches within the one sutta, and yeah, so just wherever I'm at, it's a real useful thing. But it was one of the good pieces of advice that I'm glad I took.
So for some other style of just grouping all together, it's like this.
It's just like this. Or asking the question, "Who am I?"
I mean, there can only be one sort of one. Configuration of the five khandhas at any moment. So.
Right. It's like this now. Yeah. And it's like this now. That's true. Brings it right into the present moment experience. And just contemplating how, you know, over many years, you know, they all change. You know, if it's hard to see the change in the five khandhas kind of on a moment-to-moment basis, sometimes it's easier to get a perspective of, you know, looking back 10 or 15 or 20 years and saying, oh, okay, well, is the physical body the same? Is the, you know, are the feelings and perceptions and, you know, patterns and habits of mind and all that, are they the same as they were then? And you can see the vast difference over a period of time.
Yeah, that's a great comparison that Buddha talks about as well, and others have shared about just, you know, the day you were born, you know, is it the same? Is it, you know, really like that you were named, your name, you might have that same name now? It's just not, you know, there's a continuity there.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no truth in terms of like those things, those physical bodies.
Yeah, totally different.